The Business Hour with Cyril Fuyun on OFM.
Welcome to IFM, the sound of your life. This is the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fuyun. Also time for our Read of the Week, part two, where we also discuss the book Construction Delays Analysis Simplified, a step-by-step guide for the analysis and formulation of delay claims. Speaking to the author, Dr. Hendrik Prinsloo, former senior lecturer at the Engineering, Built Environment and Information Technology of the University of Pretoria. So last week we spoke about delays and also spoke about the types of delays that you find in quantity surveying and contracting. And tonight, though, we will be continuing our discussion. So, Doctor, you conducted intensive research on delay claims over many years, and this research produced the groundbreaking new delay analysis and formation method. Can you tell us more about this analysis and the method?
Yes, yeah, it's got an interesting backstory. I was involved in the first green office building for the South African government that was constructed in Pretoria. During construction, we faced many delays, and I think the delays ended up as delay claims. And as part of my responsibilities as project manager, I had to assess and analyze the delays and give advice to our client, that was the Department of Public Works, on whether the contractor should be remunerated for the delays. And at that stage, I was involved at the University of Pretoria, and I decided to make this my topic of my PhD, because I couldn't find a sort of an easy way to analyze and go through this complex delay claims. And I spent about 4 years in terms of studying the effects of delays and how to deal with it. And through that, I was able to come up with a method that you can use to, that's almost an easy step-by-step method. And by using this method, you can come to an easy answer how to deal with the delay. And I think ultimately that research ended up in my book. And I was quite fortunate to work with industry organizations to get it out there. And I think the main aim was to create something that would help the construction industry dealing with the complexity of delays.
Doctor, do you also in the book give some advice on how to avoid disputes in the industry, for instance?
Yes. Yeah, I think disputes because of delays are something that we see very often, and I think there's a number of things that you can do to do that or to avoid disputes. Now, firstly, I think for contractors and clients alike is to know your construction contract, the responsibilities that is within the construction contract. The second thing that is really important is communication. And I think if there is a possibility of delay for the contractor, rather to communicate that with the client, and I think collectively then to see how this risk can be addressed. I think many disputes happen because a lack of communication. It's something that can be addressed, but it's never communicated. So I think the best way really to address that is to communicate it. And the other important factor is to deal with the delay as soon as it arrives. I think I'm involved in many disputes where the delay was not dealt with when it happened, and it's now 2 or 3 years later, and one needs to look back and try and assess what happened. And so that makes it so difficult, and many of these type of delay disputes end up in court as well. And I think it's something that could have easily been dealt with during the construction process.
Then lastly, Doctor, also just if we look at the world post-COVID-19, what would you say are some of the lessons that the sector has learned through COVID-19 to improve the sector for the better?
Yes, I think the one thing is how to deal with unexpected events. So I think COVID-19 was really something that the construction industry did not plan for or foresee, and I think the maybe one of the reasons is because I think the last similar pandemic was more than 100 years ago. And I think in terms of construction contracts, I think there will be better provision for risk firstly, and then I think in moving forward, I think what the construction industry also learned is on the safety side, how to better protect workers from diseases, and I think that would form part of safety measures in future construction projects.
Dr. Hendrik Prinsloo, former senior lecturer at the Engineering, Built Environment and Information Technology of the University of Pretoria, currently residing in San Diego. So make sure that you pick up his book, Construction Delay Analysis Simplified, a step-by-step guide for the analysis and formulation of delay claims. You're listening to IFM, The Sound of Your Life, and this, of course, part two of our book of the week. So if you want to listen back to the first interview, or to this one, if you may be tuned in a little bit late, remember the blog on ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fouillon on OFM.